FedEx said yes. UPS said yes. Emirates said yes. Three of the biggest names in air cargo looked at the largest passenger jet ever built and said, "We want that, but for freight," and then it all went away without a single airplane rolling off the line. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's go back to the early 2000s. Airbus is riding high. The A380 program is the crown jewel. This double-deck, four-engine super jumbo is supposed to redefine long-haul air travel. And somewhere in Toulouse, somebody looked at all that fuselage volume and asked the obvious question, what if we filled it with cargo instead of people? The idea was designated the A380-800F, the freighter variant. On paper, it was staggering. We're talking about a payload capacity in the neighborhood of 150 metric tons. To put that in perspective, the Boeing 747-400 freighter, which was and still is the backbone of global air cargo, carries about 113 metric tons. The A380 freighter would have blown past that by roughly 30%. And it wasn't just about raw weight. The sheer volume inside that fuselage was the real selling point. The main deck and lower deck combined would have offered cargo space that no other aircraft could match. For operators moving high-volume, lower-density freight, things like automotive parts, electronics, e-commerce shipments, the A380 freighter looked like a game-changer. Here's where the story gets interesting. Airbus didn't just float this as a concept and hope for the best. They went out and sold it. FedEx, the single largest cargo airline in the world, signed a letter of intent for 10 aircraft. UPS committed to 10 as well. Emirates Sky Cargo, the freight arm of Emirates Airlines, was in for a handful of their own. We're talking about roughly 27 orders and commitments at the peak. For a brand new freighter variant, that's a serious book of business. So what happened? A few things, and they all hit at roughly the same time. First, the A380 passenger program itself started running into trouble. Development costs were spiraling. The program was years behind schedule. Airbus was wrestling with a now infamous wiring harness problem that delayed deliveries and sent costs through the roof. When your baseline aircraft is hemorrhaging money and missing milestones, launching a derivative freighter variant becomes a much harder sell internally second. And this is the part that really matters. The economics of air freight were shifting underneath the whole concept. The cargo industry was moving away from the hub and spoke model that the A380 was built around. Freight operators increasingly wanted point-to-point flexibility. They wanted to fly directly from origin to destination, not funnel everything through a handful of mega hubs. A smaller, more versatile freighter like the 747 or later the 777F fit that model much better than an enormous super jumbo that needed specific airports with infrastructure to handle it. Think about it from an operator's perspective. The A380 requires serious ground support, wide taxiways, reinforced ramp space, gates, and cargo facilities designed for an aircraft with a wingspan of nearly 262 feet. Not every airport in a cargo network can accommodate that. The 747, by contrast, fits into existing infrastructure at hundreds of airports worldwide. Flexibility beats capacity when your business model depends on reaching as many destinations as possible. Third, fuel costs. The early 2000s saw oil prices begin a climb that would eventually push jet fuel to historic highs. A four-engine widebody burns a lot of kerosene. Even with modern engines, the A380's fuel consumption per flight was substantially higher than twin-engine alternatives. For cargo operators running razor-thin margins on some routes, that math didn't work. FedEx was the first domino to fall. They pulled their order in 2006, citing the delays in the A380 program and shifting business requirements. When FedEx walks away, the industry notices. UPS followed not long after. Without those anchor customers, the freighter variant lost its commercial viability almost overnight. Airbus officially shelved the A380-800F program. No prototype was built. No test flights were conducted. No certification work was completed. It went from 27 commitments to zero, and the whole thing quietly disappeared from Airbus's product catalog. Now here's what you need to know if you're looking at this from a broader aviation perspective. The cancellation of the A380 freighter wasn't just a footnote. It was an early signal of a fundamental shift in how the industry thinks about aircraft size versus aircraft efficiency. Boeing read the market differently from the start. While Airbus bet on bigger, Boeing bet on the 787 Dreamliner, a smaller, more efficient, twin-engine, long-range aircraft. Boeing also continued developing the 777 freighter, which went on to become one of the most successful cargo aircraft in history. The 777F carries about 102 metric tons, less than the A380 freighter would have, but it does it with two engines instead of four, into more airports, with lower operating costs per ton mile. The freighter market today is dominated by twin-engine widebodies. The 777F, the Airbus A330F, which, by the way, Airbus did build and sell successfully, converted passenger aircraft like the 767 and the A330P2F. The era of the four-engine mega freighter was essentially over before the A380 freighter ever had a chance to prove itself. And the A380 passenger variant itself, Airbus delivered the last one in 2021. Total production run, 251 aircraft. For a program that was supposed to sell 750 or more, that number tells its own story. Several operators have already retired their fleets. Others are bringing them back post-pandemic because they're paid for and the seats fill up on high-density leisure routes, but no one is ordering new ones. There's a lesson in here for anyone who follows this industry. The biggest airplane doesn't always win. The most capable airplane on paper doesn't always match what the market actually needs. FedEx, UPS, and Emirates are run by smart people. They saw the potential in the A380 freighter. But potential and practicality are two different things, and when the economics shifted, they made the rational call. It's also worth noting that air cargo has only grown since the A380 freighter was canceled. Global air freight volumes are substantially higher today than they were in 2006. The demand was real. The solution just wasn't a super jumbo. It was a fleet of smaller, more flexible, more efficient aircraft serving a broader network. The market didn't reject the idea of moving more freight by air. It rejected the idea of moving it all in one enormous airplane. So the A380-800F remains one of aviation's great what-ifs, an aircraft that attracted commitments from three of the biggest names in the business, promised to redefine cargo capacity, and vanished without a single rivet being driven into a production airframe, sources today from Simple Flying's coverage of the A380 freighter program. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart out there.